So we're speaking about Sfiras HaOmer. Here goes. Sfiras HaOmer, there's... So it's a big question of how many mitzvahs there are in Sfiras HaOmer and how exactly do you divide up the mitzvahs. One question is it mitzvahs to count days and mitzvahs to count weeks? Is it two separate mitzvahs? Is it one mitzvah? And there's different minhagim about how exactly we do it. Do you make two different brachas? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. There's a discussion of how do you say it? Hayoyim yoyim sheheim. We say it twice. And what happens if you only miss days? What happens if you miss weeks? That's a big hack. And you could talk about that for a long time. But we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about a different shiloh of whether or not it's one mitzvah or many mitzvahs. And that is a very, very basic shiloh. Do you say that there's one mitzvah of counting the 50 days? Or are there 50 different mitzvahs? Now, that doesn't mean that there's like 50, that 50 of the Taryag is once to count the first one, one's count the second day. Question is every day a new mitzvah? The counting of Sfiras HaOmer. Just like every day I put on tzitzis, it's considered a new mitzvah. Every day of Sfiras HaOmer is a new mitzvah. And actually, one would suggest that every day would be a new mitzvah because we make a bracha every day. Why don't you just make one big bracha? Well, that's not necessarily a riot, because even when there's different parts to different mitzvahs, still, they're considered to be, we still make brachas on them. So we have this major chakira, and there's going to be big nafkaminas. I'll tell you the most classic nafkamina. But do you say all 50 days are considered to be one big mitzvah, or do you say that no, every day is its own separate mitzvah? So now, the one most obvious nafkamina could possibly be, what happens if a person misses a day? Okay, he counted. Well, so I could do it over here because by us already, we're ready. Oh, we're in the same time zone. Whoops, I forgot about that. So the 29th, they counted the 29th. And let's say he forgot to count the 30th. Can he count the 31st or not? So if every day is its own mitzvah, my friends, every day is its own mitzvah. So who cares what happened yesterday? I'm going to start again over now today. I'll start today. That's one shita. That would be one shita. However, if you say that every day, that all 50 days is one big mitzvah, so then you have to count the entirety. If I miss one day, so then it could be I'm out. So that's why, because we have this machloikas, and it's a machloikas in the Rishonim, that's why when a person misses a day, he no longer counts with a bracha. But what's important to know, and this is a misnomer, a lot of people don't know this, that according to many, many Rishonim, you're still Mekayim the mitzvah. So even if anyone here missed a day, don't think that's okay, so my sphere anyway doesn't really count, I'm just doing it like this. It's not that way at all. According to most Rishonim, and I'm going to even bring you extra Rishonim to tell you how you can fix up, you can count, and even with a bracha, according to most Rishonim. It's just because there are some that don't hold of that, we say suffik brachas lahakal. So therefore, for example, if you don't count with a bracha, if you missed, what you should do is you should have someone else count with a bracha, say a main to his bracha, and then count yourself, because it's very possible. You're supposed to make a bracha. It's very possible you're supposed to make a bracha. Okay, so my friends, like this. I'll tell you another nafkamina or two. So we'll get back to that nafkamina for a second. It seems like the Chafetz Chaim weighs in on this shayla, because the Chafetz Chaim brings down that he says, particularly about women, that they perhaps should never start counting Svira with a bracha from the very beginning. You should not count Svira with a bracha. Now, and listen to this. Why should they not? Says the Chafetz Chaim, because it's regular for women to miss. They don't go to shul, so it's much harder for them to count, to visit with the kids, whatever it is. It's regular for women not to make all 50 days. Therefore, they shouldn't even start with a bracha. What's the svara? Says the Chofetz Chaim. I'll tell you why. Because if you say that every day is considered to be part of one big mitzvah, and if you miss in the middle, so then you can't count anymore with a bracha. But not only that, but igloi milsalim afreya comes out that retroactively, what I made, the brachas I made were bracha levatole. It was a bracha levatola, because I made a bracha and I wasn't mekayim a mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah. Did I finish? I didn't finish. Ouch. So says the Chafetz Chaim, if you are the type of person that it's likely you're not going to finish, don't start. Yeah, so then you have to know about, is it svek sveker or not sveker? But anyway, the point is like this. Chofetz Chaim seems to be saying, you got to know that that you're going to finish. If not, don't start. Suffik brachas. Don't bother starting. Suffik brachas lahakel. If you think that you might be messing up a bracha, don't make the bracha. That's another nafkamina lechor would be as follows. Here goes, my friends. Let's say a boy gets bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, this is a classic thing that bar mitzvah bachurim talk about by their bar mitzvah. If it's during Sfiras HaOmer, can a bar mitzvah bachurim, when he becomes bar mitzvah, count with a bracha. What's the shaila? The chayra, it's going to be talian archekira. Why? If you hold that every day is a new mitzvah, so enoch hanami, when I was yesterday, I wasn't the kind of mitzvah, even though I counted, was nothing. But now that I'm a bar mitzvah, so I could count with a bracha. However, if you hold all 50 days are one big mitzvah, and you miss the first 5 days, the first 10 days, you can't count. So bar mitzvah bachur shouldn't count with a bracha. Maybe you should still count without a bracha, can zayin, but okay. There's another interesting shaila, my friends, Can you count Sfiras HaOmer by day or only by night? Okay, we all count by night in general. And there are shitas that hold you could only count Sfiras HaOmer at night because Sheva Shabbos is Tumimos. Part of the Tumimos is it should be at night. If you only count the day, you're like, it's Shvach HaMaisos. It's like it's a little late. So therefore, some people say you can't count during the day. However, there's other opinions that you can. So now, excuse me, my friends. Very tired. Comes along the Bahag, and the Bahag says a beautiful thing. Bahag says something very fascinating. He says, what happens if I forgot to count at night? And I remember during the day. So, says the Bahag, you should count during the day without a bracha. I forgot to count at night. And I remember to count during the day. Count during the day without a bracha. But the next night, if you remember at night, you could already could count again with a bracha. Ooh. Well, hold on a second. I count during the day without a bracha. But the next night I can count with a bracha. Interesting. What's the pshat in that? So mostly Achronim understand pshat in the Bahag, and you'll see why it's a problem. We'll see. Reuven maybe brought up an interesting shy love problem. It's a svek sveka. Svek sveka is as follows. First of all, it could be that every day is its own mitzvah. If it's every day its own mitzvah, if I missed yesterday, does that matter for today? No, every day it's own mitzvah. So therefore, I should be able to count with a bracha. And even if you tell me that every day is connected and it's not its own mitzvah, if I missed yesterday, I can't count today. But it could be I didn't miss yesterday because I counted during the day. And during the day might be good, it might not. But that's a svek sveka. So the day that I forgot and I only have to count now, that's only one suffix. The suffix is, does during the day work or does during the day not work? But the next day where I want to count at night, I have a svek sveka. I want to count at night. So maybe yesterday is irrelevant. And even if yesterday is relevant, it could be I counted yesterday because I counted during the day. So therefore, a person could perhaps say pshat in the Bahag is he's being matir midin svek sveka. The problem is that, first of all, the language of the Bahag doesn't seem to be saying that. And second of all, there seems to be other situations when you have svek sveka. We were talking about, for example, we've been asked, why is it the Chofetz Chaim says women who don't know if they're going to finish should never start? Why? Because maybe they're going to forget. It's also like a svek sveka. Maybe I'll forget. And even if I do forget, maybe it doesn't make a difference if I forget. So apparently we don't apply svek sveka. Maybe I brachas savik brachas lahako. We just allow any brachas. And it's a suffik bracha. Even svek sveka. So I don't know if svek sveka is going to work over here. I want to tell you a different svara. This is the main yesod which I'm going to share with you tonight. Before I tell you that yesod, I'm going to tell you an interesting shittas hagoinim. Here it goes. Listen to this. The shittas hagoinim is, let's say I missed day 30. Says the shittas hagoinim, don't worry. The goinim say the following thing. Don't worry. Just on the 31st day, say, yesterday was 30, and today's 31. That's interesting. Well, I would say wild. What does that mean? When I'm counting today for yesterday, I can't count. Yes, yesterday's gone. When I'm being mekayim two mitzvahs, what in the world? I count yesterday was 30, and today's 31. Well, how does that work? What's pshat in the shittas hagoyim? Here goes, my friends. Shubi, you're gonna love this svara. Here goes. Zokto b'yosheber salavechik. Rabbi Goyin, Rabbi Yosheber Salavechik. He says, you got pshat in the Bahag wrong. It's not Svek Sveka. The Bahag holds the following thing. The Bahag says, you know why you count by day without a brocha? And at night you continue with a brocha? By day you're not mekayim a mitzvah of Sviras Oimer. The mitzvah of Sviras Oimer is if you count at night. But if I count by day, did I count this day? Maybe it wasn't to me, Mois. I didn't do it the right way if I don't make a bracha. But was today counted? Yes or no? The answer is yes, I counted today. Then I can count tomorrow, even though it wasn't the kind of mitzvah today. But says Rabbi Sheber, the pshat of the bag is not that because it's all one mitzvah or suffix, it's all mitzvah. It's not, but in order to count 31, you have to have counted 30. I ask you a question. Is this normal counting? 1, 2, 7, 9, 14, 22. That's not counting. Counting is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So if I miss a day, I'm out. I can't count anymore. I missed a day. There's no way for me to count. Not because it's all one mitzvah. Maybe it's not all one mitzvah. But there's just nothing to count anymore. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I didn't count 9. Now I can't go 8, 10, 14. Segeit nisht. Memela says Rabbi Sheber, it's not the pshat that he holds that it's midin svek sveka. Why do you count today without a bracha? Because I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah. I'm just making a count so that tonight, when I want to count 31, I can say I counted 30. Not as a mitzvah, but I made the count. So that's what counts. That I counted. That's what counts. I'll explain to you as follows. The mashal. We had a shayla if a bar mitzvah bocher can count after it becomes bar mitzvah. We thought it might depend. Is it one mitzvah or many mitzvahs? Says Rabbi Sheber, even if it's all many, even if it's all one mitzvah, whatever. Rabbi Sheber says the following thing. He says, listen, a katan, maybe he's not mekayim a mitzvah, but did he count 1? Did he count 2? Did he count 3? Then he can count 4. Even if the one he counted before wasn't a mitzvah, but it was a count, wasn't a mitzvah. But can children count? I mean, you say Cotton doesn't have he's not mekayim mitzvahs, but he can count. Look, Nisano's counting right now on his fingers. He got to 5. That's as far as the Gedenbok over there. But you can count. Even little kids can count. So when he becomes bar mitzvah, he's still counting. So therefore, he can count with a bracha. Even though he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, but he counted, now that he's a bar chiyuv, so he could count with a mitzvah and be mekayim the mitzvah 5. The fizeh, we could also understand the svara of the goyim. The goyim is pela. It says, you missed a day, you say yesterday was 29, today is 30. Yesterday is 30, today is 31. We said, what are you doing? What in the world is that? What does that help you? Says Rabbi Sheber, half love a fella. He says, I'm not making the mitzvah of 29. But if I want to count today 30, and I counted 2 days ago 28, I can't do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 15. So I have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then I'll say, yesterday was 9, today is 10. So am I continuing the count? Yes, my count is a count. So therefore, I can continue counting with a bracha. I was a mekayim the mitzvah yesterday, no problem. But at least it continued the count, and the count is still here. Perhaps this is the extra svar over here. Ayubazay, Reuven Frank has a question. I'd have to hear Reuven ask the question. I can't read these texts. I'm not quick enough to do that. Reuven, you got a question for us?
Yeah. Why Lefizah, if it's not, it doesn't make it that it's all one long mitzvah, like the Bahag's pastas, then why can't it be you can make a bracha, and if you forget the next day, it won't be a problem because it won't be a bracha about Talmud Afreya. It just, from now on, you won't be able to count because you can't 30, count 31 without 30.
Correct.
But if you said, what's the problem if you give us something?
I got it, Reuven. Thank you, Tariq. Reuven is saying a good point. He's saying that the Chavetz Chaim seems to have learned not like us. Because the Chavetz Chaim said that women shouldn't, if you don't think they're going to finish, they should never start. Why? It's not a problem of all being one big mitzvah, according to what we're saying. It's just a question of you running out of your cow. So if you look carefully, Reuven, at the Makar, the Chavetz Chaim brings, what's interesting is it doesn't say the same reason the Chavetz Chaim because of what we were saying, because we're afraid it's all bracha v'atala. It says because women won't know that they're not supposed to count with a bracha. Back in the day, women weren't as learned. You have to understand, we got different types of women today. Women are much, they're nashim chashuvim. Nowadays, women all do a seba. Women are, back in the day, women didn't know anything. They could barely read until Sarah Schneer came around. And that was in the time of Chavetz Chaim. So women were totally, totally illiterate, and they were totally unknowledgeable. They were, I don't know the right word for that, but they didn't know anything. So if you don't tell them before and don't count with a bracha, then they'll keep counting. And even though they miss the day, they'll count anyway. That's the bracha levatola. That's the bracha levatola. After they skip the day, they keep counting, which they shouldn't. They should count, not with a bracha. That would be their mistake. If that's the case, so then the halacha is saying something totally different than what we thought. So Rabbi say this is perhaps the pshat. I would like to even say, another big yesoid. The big yesoid is, what's pshat in the Rishonim? Let's say, even if you miss the day, you can count the next day. What about this yesoid? There needs to be a count. I didn't count. Right, how can I count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 14. I missed 3 days in a row. How can I count? Like this, it's not a count. So there's a beautiful lashon in the chinuch. Excuse me again. And the Chinuch says the following thing, and this is going to end. It's nice musarvar that we can end with. I believe my father said it also from me, Bishop Bes Alavichik. Chinuch says, if a person misses a day, he doesn't have to worry. He can count the next day together with all of Klal Yisrael. What is the Chinuch saying? Count the next day together with all of Klal Yisrael. Count the next day. What does he have to put in that everyone else is counting that day? I'll tell you the pshat is because even though I didn't count 8 or I didn't count 9, but I am a part of a unit called Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael counted 8 or Klal Yisrael counted 9, so it's being counted. Maybe not by me, so I wasn't making the mitzvah. But the count is happening. So I'm not counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 10. I'm counting 1, 2, 7, 8, 9. Even though I didn't say the 9, but Klal Yisrael said the 9. That's part of me. I wasn't making the mitzvah. But at least it's still considered that someone kept the count. Therefore, says Rabbi Yisrael Bereslavichik, what would be if the entire Klal Yisrael, for some reason, did not count Svir Sahib? Then if we missed a day, everyone would agree, then we're done for this year's Sefiras HaOmer. And no one can count anymore. Why? Because there's no Imkol Yisrael. We see how powerful Klal Yisrael, the Yisoid of Achdus is, my friends, that we're together. And even if I missed out on something, you could pick up the slack for me. You could help me out on that. And because of your mitzvah, that influences me. And that's all part of building our achdus towards Kabbalah Satori. We're getting close to Maimon Har Sinai. Maimon Har Sinai is Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We were like one people. We became like one. Mikam Chay Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We became one at Har Sinai. And during Sfiras HaOmer, we're supposed to be working towards that. Sfiras HaOmer is this idea of achdus, of unity, as Klal Yisrael is trying to bind together, and we're trying to mekayim mitzvahs together. And that's why it's such an appropriate time. Even if I didn't count, it's almost as if you counted for me, because we're in this together, and we will get out of this together, because we can strengthen each other. Be'ezrat Hashem, my friends, that's my thought on this week's parasha. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that you were able to understand.